Jesus, the Good Shepherd, he calls us, and we, the faithful flock, we hear and we answer this call to come to him to receive all the many blessings that he desires to pour out upon us. And so today, what a great blessing it is that Quinn receives her first communion. And as we hear in the second reading this incredible image of the heavens, where there at the center is a lamb who shepherds the people, the little one that leads the many. And so, Quinn, you lead us today in a reminder of our own first communion, a reminder of the great gift that we have to receive from this altar here today, the Good Shepherd who calls us and we who hear him and follow him to the many incredible blessings that he has. You see that Jesus is a Good Shepherd Sunday that we focus on because of the image in the gospel, because the church declares this Good Shepherd Sunday. Well, the shepherd guides in many ways. You see, the shepherd guards the sheep. The shepherd waters them so that they are protected from dehydration. The shepherd feeds the sheep so that way they would grow and be nourished. You see, the shepherd heals the sheep. And in all of this, the shepherd is leading to what is better for those that he cares for. But if we're focusing today on two of the works of the shepherd, it would be that the shepherd leads. And the gospel that says we hear his voice. That incredible and gentle way that the Lord leads us by speaking to us through the scriptures, by calling us today together to pray as one body, so that way he can lead us to all that is good for us. And the shepherd who feeds the sheep, so that not only he leads us here to this altar to be fed by the great gift of himself, but then he leads us from this altar so as to bring nourishment to the world, to those who are hungry. And so this Good Shepherd Sunday is also what the church calls a world day of prayer for vocations. Because just as the Good Shepherd calls us and we respond and we are led by him, so each of us have a call to lead others. And that's our vocation. Because the word vocation just means to call. A person who responds to God's vocation is one who hears his voice and follows. It's the same thing as being called by God is to be said that you were vocationed by God. And so whenever we receive a first communion and every communion afterwards, we are responding to God's call, a call to himself. And so these sacraments of initiation are our first call. We have a universal call to holiness, to know Jesus and to live in him and his church. And so to baptism, and so to first communion, and so one day, or for many of us already, to confirmation. These that initiate us into this one body of Christ, into the faithful flock of the Lord. But then from there we have these calls to service, and we have sacraments that bring us healing that we're called to receive. And so we answer the best that we can to these, especially to one of the four primary vocations, to the priesthood, or to the holy single life, to marriage in the church, or to religious life. As we hear all these primary calls and know that there's many calls within that as well, that God calls us to service in the church, to work, to the diaconate, to other forms of great gifts to our community. But as we hear these calls, let us answer, because we know the Good Shepherd desires to guide us well. and to invite us into that same work of shepherding others to that which is good. Today is also Mother's Day. Those who not only shepherd us well, but who were the first ones to feed us. And now we come to Holy Mother Church so she can feed us from this altar, that we would be nourished and know of her love, know that she calls us into one family, so to be close to the Father. You see, there's many things you could say about this, but it's somewhat in connection with vocations and this gift of motherhood. I'll tell you a story about our own shepherd, Bishop Berg. So not only is he the bishop of our diocese, the oldest of 10 kids in his family, he's not the only bishop in his family. His uncle on his mother's side, her youngest brother, is also a bishop. And one day, a person was asking her, "Isn't it so great that you have two bishops in your family?" And she said, "That's pretty nice, but I changed both of their diapers." I said, "Go get them, Mom." You see, because the church would be nowhere without our mothers. Every vocation is guided and is loved. You see, St. Pius the 10th, I'm corrected in who said that quote, St. Pius the 10th said, "Every vocation to the priesthood comes from the heart of God, but it comes through the heart of a mother." And so as we desire to support vocations as a church and just answer our own calls, that we would come to this altar to be fed, so to fulfill our calling in life right now, which for some, we know our vocation and we live it. For some, we would have never guessed where we're at now. Whether that's good or whether that's a struggle, we let the Lord love us and continue forward. And for some, still asking the question, "Where are you calling me, God?" Remain open, because God is calling you to incredible service, to shepherd his people. Because Jesus, the good shepherd, calls us to eat of his body, so to hear his voice and answer his call.